Hi, everyone. Welcome to How I Built This, a conversation for those who love entrepreneurship and driving change. Each episode will be bite-sized nuggets of information about building an organization that is teaching our future female leaders the essential skills, skills that will transfer across multiple industries, making them invaluable global citizens. I'll answer three questions that they ask of me and guide you through what it took for me to do the work. From a spark of an idea 2 years ago until today. Let's get this conversation started.
Publicity and PR is one of the most important parts of establishing a business, because if people don't know you exist, they can't support you. How did you become so knowledgeable in this area?
I'm really lucky in the work that I've done in the past in the startup community. I was always the one spearheading the marketing, the publicity, and the PR. I have a lot of experience talking with the press, and it makes it really easy for me to hold that conversation with them. You do have to respect their time and give them very valuable information and very newsworthy information. I'm very lucky with our STEM education nonprofit that is touching on all of the important subjects right now: diversity, inclusion, education, the community that's needed right now during the pandemic. These are all really important topics that everybody is really picking up on. So that also helps when you have a really great subject to talk about.
Yeah. So how did you initially get the word about Athena, and who did you reach out to, and what methods did you use to alert the media and community?
I was really connected with the STEM ecosystem here in San Diego, and because of that, I had a really great broad reach of community partners. And in the car community, I have a lot of really good friends who are very, very intertwined in everything that happens in the automotive and motorsports world. Just reaching out to them, telling the story, telling it with passion, and them understanding just how important this is to help get more women into the automotive industry, into transportation. You know, we're not only talking about cars and motorsports, you know, we're talking about airplanes, jets, boats, rockets. Anything that moves people and things is what we are working on teaching all of you the skills so that you'll know about that. And that's just such a fun topic for anyone in the media to get behind and to see. It's such an inspiration to see all of the girls, you know, that are on the student advisory board with you, you know, just really getting excited about this. And those who never had interest in cars, but now they do because of what they've been doing with Athena, like that really sparks an adult's passion and curiosity to get behind young girls who have that excitement in them and who want to learn.
It is really exciting. So what are your rules about PR?
So I think it's really important to always be respectful of the press. You do not need to waste their time just sending them gobs and gobs of information. It's very important for it to be newsworthy, and it needs to be something that you would want to read in the news. We don't need to fill up, you know, press releases out there in the internet world and, you know, just put little chunks of information out there. It needs to be something that people can bite into and go, oh, this is a great story. Like, we really want to hear more about it. So being very respectful, answering the who, what, when, where, and why, and providing them with all of the information they need. I usually provide all the videos. I do as much writing as I can. I want their life to be easier because they have got so much to do, and there's always so much being, you know, fed in their direction. And you have a little bit of experience with this because you're the one who helped get us onto Fox 5 when you sent that information out. Kathleen Bade had us on Fox 5. It was a great interview. We spent almost an hour talking to her. You know, she cut it down, but to be able to spend that much time with a journalist was amazing. Like, tell us your viewpoint being a student who I guess probably had not been on TV.
Yeah, it was my like first time being on television. I was so nervous. I was sweating. But she made it like really fun. And it was just straightforward. But we talked a lot about Engineers Week and what we did. For that, we had several events. We also had a conference. We just talked about that. And like how there are many, many female role models in the world who have made significant changes. I had a really fun time.
Did you ever think when you started with Athena Racing that you would end up on TV, that you would be the one who was spearheading a PR campaign?
No. To be honest, I only started with Athena Racing because my mom got an email regarding it and she said, do it. So I was like, okay, fine. I'm just going to explore what Athena Racing had to offer. And I didn't even expect to get on the student advisory board, but never would I have ever thought that I would be on television. It was a fun experience.
So that wraps up PR and publicity, and you are a superstar at it, Lexita. So thank you for being on our student advisory board and making Athena Racing bigger and bigger.
Thank you. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in into our How I Built This episode of our podcast, Strive to Success. Make sure you check out our website at athenaracing.org and all of our social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Race Athena. Our events are incredibly fun and our membership is growing rapidly. You can attend as a guest too if you haven't become a member yet. Our programs are free thanks to the incredible support of our volunteers and sponsors.